USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's unknown if human remains found Wednesday in Florida belonged to Brian Laundrie, but they did turn up in a section where police were looking for him. Laundrie is the fiance of Gabrielle Petito, who never returned from a trip across the country with Laundrie, her fiance. A lawyer for Laundrie's family said on Wednesday that articles belonging to Petito's fiance were found in the park, but that's all they've said, and police aren't saying anything else yet either. Former President Bill Clinton now telling Americans to keep an eye on their health, posting a video on Twitter to update everyone on his. Clinton saying he's doing great.
I'm on the road to recovery, but I want to remind everyone out there, take the time to listen to your bodies and care for yourselves.
Clinton was discharged from a hospital in California Sunday after being treated for sepsis last week. And this is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow. Made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River, its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. Giza Dream Sheets as low as $49.99, but only if you use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
This is where even non-regular baseball fans start to pay attention. First off, the Astros are a win away from another trip to the World Series as Houston rolled by the Red Sox at Fenway in Game 5 of the American League Championship Series on Wednesday evening. It ended up being a 9-1 loss for the Red Sox, whose manager says, yes, he's done the math.
We got to win two games to go to the World Series. That's the bottom line. So.
And Alex Cora, his team, and all of the Astros get a day off as they'll next play Game 6 on Friday. Meanwhile, the Braves are inching closer to a trip to the series, beating the Dodgers 9-2 in Game 4 of the NLCS to take a commanding 3-1 series lead. Former President Trump's getting his posting fingers back in shape. He's announced he's launching his own social media network, Truth Social, says it's meant to, quote, stand up to the tyranny of big tech. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Bingo fun fact number 24. Online bingo is now America's favorite pastime activity. Go to BingoRadioUSA.com to play Bingo Treasure for free. Play from any device, your smartphone, tablet, or computer. The account is free. The play is free. Play one card. Play more. Chat with other players. Meet new friends. It's all free at BingoRadioUSA.com. That's BingoRadioUSA.com. Bingo from any device. Hurry! Free accounts are limited.
Lots of the fresh onions purchased by Americans are actually imported from Mexico, and they're being linked to a big salmonella outbreak, at least some of them, in the United States. The CDC issuing a food safety alert saying that over 650 people have become infected with a strain of salmonella in 37 states, and that was actually as of a few days ago. This alert includes red, white, and yellow onions distributed by ProSource Incorporated. The onions can last up to 3 months in storage, so you might still have some, even if you think you don't. Joe Biden has always appreciated America's railroads and Amtrak to get back and forth to work when he represented Delaware in the U.S. Senate for years. Now he's talking about improving Amtrak again.
President Biden spending part of his Wednesday in Scranton, Pennsylvania, pushing his Build Back Better agenda.
In the Build Back Better plan, I got more money for passenger rail than the entire Amtrak system cost to begin with. We're going to change the nation in a big way.
Amtrak did receive $1 billion in COVID relief money in early 2020, although it still did not turn a profit in fiscal 2020, losing $801 million.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And the NBA adding 25 more names to its 75th anniversary team, the likes of which include Michael Jordan, Larry Bird, and Magic Johnson. And the final 25 names will be announced Thursday as the list totals 75 players. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.